I'm Marco Werman with The World. France is gearing up for presidential elections this spring. The Conservatives chose their candidate over the weekend. He's François Fillon, a former prime minister of France. The country's far right is also jockeying for attention. Marine Le Pen, leader of France's National Front, plans to run. She and her anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim party are growing in popularity and working hard to break into mainstream politics. Le Pen hopes Donald Trump's victory here in the U.S. bodes well for her, too. Reporter Adeline Sia has been speaking with supporters of the National Front in Burgundy.
The village of Brinon-sur-Armançon holds an outdoor fair every November. On this day, the weather is cold and windy, but some National Front supporters are out distributing their new flyer. It reads, "In the name of the people." Marine 2017. Julien Belcastro is only 19 years old, but a very motivated National Front youth member.
Le Front National est l'un des seuls partis qui laisse place à la jeunesse.
The National Front is one of the only parties that opens up to youth, he says.
Pour moi, ce qui compte le plus dans le parti, c'est vraiment la souveraineté nationale.
For me, Belcastro says, the party's most important goal is to restore national sovereignty. By that, he means breaking loose from the European Union and stopping what the party calls indiscriminate mass immigration. At a busy cafe down the street, National Front supporters are sipping hot drinks. Julien Audoul, who's a regional representative, says National Front voters are inspired by England's Brexit and the Donald Trump victory.
Pour tous ces Français oubliés, c'est-à-dire les Français qu'on n'entend pas,
for all these forgotten French people, those we don't hear and have been dismissed by political parties for 30 years, who see insecurity rise and migrants come in, they can now be heard. We saw this in America with the vote for Donald Trump. This must give hope to all those French people who want change.
And change, he says, would come if Marine Le Pen became France's new president in 2017. I chat with other National Front supporters. One young mother opposes the teaching of Arabic as a second language in elementary school. A local winemaker says he got angry seeing immigrants getting free health care when he had expensive medical bills to pay. Their resentment is palpable, but not everyone at the fair today is a National Front supporter. A retiree called Dominique, he wouldn't give his last name, says he wants nothing to do with that party.
Pour moi, Marine Le Pen représente l'égoïsme.
For me, Marine Le Pen represents selfishness, he says. I volunteer with a Catholic nonprofit, and for us, the most important thing is sharing and solidarity. And Marine Le Pen does not represent those values at all. Up the street, clothes vendor Samir Moulin says he would rather not see Marine Le Pen elected either. You can clearly see that I'm not with the National Front, he says. When I asked why it should be obvious, he points to his face. Moula is French, of Algerian parents. I have a brown complexion, he says, and the National Front is not for brown people. When I ask Julien Audoul, the National Front representative, about charges that the party is racist and xenophobic, he brushes it off.
Nous ne faisons aucune différence entre les Français.
We do not differentiate between French people. All French people are equal in front of the law, whatever their political choices are, whatever their religion, skin color, or sexual orientation.
Despite this inclusive language, the National Front is a hardline populist party that sees the world divided between patriots and globalists. Its leader, Marine Le Pen, has worked to normalize the party's fringe image since she took over its presidency from her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, notorious for his strongly anti-Semitic remarks. But in spite of her efforts, Jean-Yves Camus, a political analyst and expert on extremism, says the party is not likely to gain real political power soon.
The Front National has become more mainstream, but the real problem is the conservative mainstream right sees the National Front as pretty much on the fringe. And as long as the conservative mainstream parties do not accept a coalition with the National Front, the National Front will not be able to implement their policies.
At least, that's what many hope. But the Brexit victory and the Trump election may suggest otherwise. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Brinon-sur-Armançon, France.